31.
DFID's overarching objective is the elimination of global poverty. Despite remarkable progress over the last 20 years, there are still large numbers of poor people in China, approximately 200 million, who live in abject poverty on a daily consumption level of less than $1 per day. Relatively recently, China has undergone fundamental changes from a centrally planned economy to one which embraces market forces, and from a largely rural-based society to an increasingly urban one. Although rapid economic development has dramatically reduced the numbers of poor people, inequality has increased, especially between the more affluent coastal eastern regions and the poorer inland western regions. The commitment of the government of China and their strong track record in poverty reduction makes DFID confident that it can work effectively with the government and key partners to further reduce poverty and to make progress towards a set of internationally agreed development goals. DFID's country strategy paper for China and further details of our project portfolio are available via the internet. Our country strategy paper explains how DFID aims to contribute to progress towards the Millennium Development Goals in China and provides a basis to measure progress. We are hoping to complete an updated version of the country strategy paper by mid-2002. The China program is about to enter a period of expansion. Depending on the availability of resources, it's hoped the program will expand from £25 million in 2001-2002 to around £60 million in 2004-2005. The principal activities of the program are outlined below. Human development. DFID work in this area focuses primarily on the fields of education and health. In education, the current program supports improvement in basic education and skills for development. In Gansu province, our program focuses on increasing access to education for poor boys and girls and minorities, and on improving the quality and effectiveness of teaching in poor counties. We're developing a partnership with the World Bank and Chinese government, which supports similar objectives for basic education in more provinces. The final details for this co-financed project, through which DFID grant funds will be blended with World Bank loan funds, have yet to be confirmed, but the DFID contribution is expected to be between £35 and £55 million. We are entering into a partnership with the All China Women's Federation, DFID contribution £2 million, which focuses on improving the skills and promoting the rights of women and girls. DFID is also developing teacher training projects in the poorer western provinces. This is a distance learning project and is worth £4 million.
Liao Ningshen. 位于中国东北部的南端，西南以山海关为界，与河北省接壤，西北与内蒙古自治区毗邻，东北与吉林省为邻，东南与朝鲜隔江相望，全省总面积14.75万平方公里，人口4238万人，主季风气候区，日照丰富，气候温和。 省具有丰富的农业、矿产、旅游、海洋资源，中部平原盛产粮食，西南盛产水果，已发现各类矿藏100多种。辽宁省是中国清王朝的发祥地，有著名的沈阳故宫和清初三陵，海岸线2920公里，近海水域面积50000平方公里。辽宁是中国重工业基地，2001年全省 GDP 总值5033.1亿人民币，人均年收入11876元，工业有百年的历史，总产值3556.97亿元。农业布局4个农业区，2001年农林牧渔总产值1045.6亿元，乡镇企业异军突起，2001年总产值1671.6亿元。辽宁属于科技强省，科研机构门类齐全，科技基本配套，有较强的攻关和开发能力，有各类科研和开发机构962个，国家重点实验室10个，国家工程技术研究中心16个，各类专业技术人员150余万人，全省高新技术产值1281亿元。辽宁交通运输十分发达，有铁路干线6条，支线29条，高速公路通车里程2000多公里，市市通高速，乡乡通邮路，有10个港口，泊位150个，港口货物吞吐量1.1亿吨，有6个机场，其中2个为国际机场，国内航线114条，国际航线13条。辽宁的对外交往层次高，渠道广，领域宽，效果佳。2000年以来，先后接待过俄罗斯、德国、朝鲜、印度、阿联酋、澳大利亚、日本、欧盟、意大利等国家的领导人，同22个国家和地区结成友好城市78对。近年来，辽宁省对外经济合作以及外贸出口保持了增长的势头。辽宁有3资企业22000多家，投资国家和地区50多个，调入外资250多亿美元，外商投资额500万美元以上的大项目有310个。辽宁的教育、文化、体育事业兴旺发达，全省有各类学校38738所，在校生978.47万人，国家级重点学科9个，国家级重点实验室8个。辽宁的体育长盛辉煌，获世界冠军50个，亚洲冠军104个，经常参加体育活动的人数达2000多万人。
单元33。
HIV/AIDS is a major concern in China. DFID is helping to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS by strengthening capacity in HIV/AIDS planning and policy development at national and provincial levels. The HIV/AIDS Prevention and Care Project will spend £15.3 million over 5 years and aims to develop replicable models of prevention, treatment and care. The two focus provinces are Yunnan and Sichuan. designed, with Chinese counterparts and the World Bank, a major program in TB prevention and control, recognizing that TB is primarily a disease of the poor. This blended finance project is worth $104 million over 7 years. DFID's contribution is approximately £28 million. The environment. Protection of the environment is directly relevant to the livelihoods and well-being of poor people. It has clear implications for sustainable development and wider global concerns. DFID supports environmental management in a number of ways. The Yunnan Environmental Development Program in Yunnan Province assists the provincial government to prepare and implement pro-poor, environmentally sustainable development plans. The Water Sector Development Program aims to assist the introduction of sustainable water resource management and rural water and sanitation. Here, DFID's contribution is £6.9 million over 3 years. The Water Equity Project is worth £5 million over 4 years. It is working towards reforming the management of small-scale rural water facilities. The reform process is participatory, socially equitable, and environmentally sustainable in order to maximize the benefits to poor farmers, particularly women. In another collaboration with the World Bank, DFID is working to improve the farming conditions with focus on poverty reduction, spending up to £5 million over 4 years. This project is due to start in August 2002. DFID is providing technical support to the Chinese government in their review of the national water law. And DFID supports the Environmental Economics Working Group of the China Council for International Cooperation on Environment and Development. The aim here is to help China to integrate environmental considerations into development policies and planning. DFID is also working with the World Bank and Global Environmental Facility to improve energy efficiency in China. This initiative will help to decrease the growth of greenhouse gas emissions and associated global impacts and contribute towards sustainable development. Social and economic reform. Support to state-owned enterprise reform is a central theme. A 3-year SOE reform project addresses 2 main issues: enterprise restructuring and enterprise development. The project is located in Sichuan and Liaoning provinces. DFID's contribution is £19 million. The enterprise restructuring element will develop models for the survival of enterprises which would otherwise be liquidated, thereby saving jobs and reducing social dislocation in the long term. The enterprise development element is designed to help absorb labor laid off by the process of SOE reform through providing support to small enterprises. In recent years, these have recorded much faster growth than the SOE sector. As additional support to pro-poor private sector development, DFID works with the International Finance Corporation in implementing a private sector development project in Sichuan Province. The International Finance Corporation China Project Development Facility will see DFID spend £2.1 million over 3 years. A pilot project focusing on the provision of unemployment insurance is expected to reduce urban poverty in 6 counties through the establishment of social security safety nets.
单元三十四。
江西省位于中国东南部，东临福建，南靠广东，西依湖南，北与浙江、安徽、湖北接壤，全省总面积16.69万平方公里，人口4139.8万人。全省气候温暖，雨量充沛，生态环境良好， 森林覆盖率达59.7%，居全国前列。江西省自然资源十分丰富，全省有种子植物4000余种，脊椎动物600多种，矿产资源140多种，温泉100余处，开采地下水年平均值68亿立方米，可开发的水利资源有610.89万千瓦，年发电量215.6亿度，全省境内有大小河流2400余条。国民经济保持较快增长，2001年全省 GDP 总产值2176亿元，农业以粮食、油料、蔬菜、生猪、蜜橘、淡水鱼为主，在全国占重要位置。工业形成了汽车、机械、电子、化工、冶金、建材、食品、纺织、医药等多门类的工业体系，一些工业企业产品接近或达到国内先进水平。江西省持续加大对水利、能源、交通、通信等基础设施的投入，建成了一大批骨干工程，基础设施大为改善。1996年通车的京九铁路穿越江西26个县市区，在江西境内长达700余公里。江西已经建成多条高速公路，有4个民用航空港。大力实施科教新干战略，教育投资逐年增加，全省共有普通高校32所，在校生196455人，普通中等专业学校在校生151036人，职业高中在校生10307人，文化事业健康发展。全省有艺术表演团体78个，文化馆113个，公共图书馆104个，博物馆81个，电视台12座。经贸方面，全省消费品市场稳中趋旺，全年实现社会消费品零售总额763.3亿元，对外贸易全年进出口总额15亿3119万美元。全省有三资企业2284家，外资企业169家，实际利用外资5亿4046万美元。环境保护意识增强，环保事业发展加快，全省建成了69个烟尘控制区，面积达419.2平方公里，建成51个环境噪声达标区，面积237.3平方公里，批准国家级生态示范区13个，自然保护区57个，其中国家级自然保护区3个。人民生活和社会保障，全省人口总量低速增长，城镇居民收入水平继续提高，年均收入5506元，农村居民年均收入2231.60元，就业和再就业形势基本稳定，社会福利事业成效显著。我们欢迎各位到江西来投资、建厂、发展事业。
单元35。
Interpublic is more than a company. It's a concept, a group of commonly owned but autonomous advertising and communication services enterprises. They include such industry leaders as McCann Erickson World Group, FCB Group, a new global marketing resource called the Partnership, and the Advanced Marketing Services Group. Interpublic is a truly global company in a fast-moving global economy, prepared to serve its multinational clients as well as regional and local businesses and markets everywhere. Interpublic values its nearly 60,000 employees who work for Interpublic agencies in approximately 130 countries. They're responsible for anticipating and satisfying client needs, and hence for Interpublic's success. Interpublic stock trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol IPG. The beginning of the Interpublic group of companies dates to the turn of the 20th century, with the birth of the Alfred W. Erickson Agency in 1902 and the H.K. McCann Company in 1911. In 1930, the two agencies merged to form McCann Erickson, the genesis of an advertising powerhouse that would later encompass a myriad of agencies and reach around the globe. Interpublic joined the New York Stock Exchange in 1971. In the decades since, we have carefully added building block after building block to our organization, offering clients the strength and consolidated resources of a major holding company, and the personal attention and individual creativity of the agencies and communication specialists that comprise its family. Today's Center for Marketing Intelligence. Today's Center for Marketing Intelligence, CMI, is a unique research entity that provides the Interpublic Group companies with fast, accurate, and complete information about the U.S. market. CMI's research covers a broad spectrum of product and service categories and advertising and marketing subjects. CMI has extensive resources to develop its vital research. CMI's 20-person staff responds to individual company requests for analysis of markets and trends to assist in gaining new business and servicing existing clients. CMI briefings to clients of Interpublic Group companies encompass category trends, brand shares and trends analysis, brand positions and advertising, new products and outlooks. CMI will also take on special assignments for Interpublic Group companies, including workshops and seminars on special topics. Strategic Ventures Group. The Interpublic Group of companies is committed to a consistent mission, helping clients build brands and businesses and strengthening relationships with customers via its range of advertising, marketing, and communication services. The Strategic Ventures Group is committed to connecting strategic resources to our clients. We've established close relationships with many of the innovative leaders within our companies who champion new ideas. We also have enhanced our due diligence process to ensure our partners are meaningfully aligned and connected with our companies and clients. To optimize our process, we monitor and respond to our company's ability to deliver robust marketing and communication services. No matter how the services and technologies evolve, Interpublic remains dedicated to staying ahead of the curve, providing superior capabilities, tools, and solutions required by clients around the globe. Year after year, no other organizations serve as many marketers, selling so many diverse products and services in so many parts of the world, as do the agencies and companies of the Interpublic Group. Interpublic is growing in new ways, too, adding an array of specialized resources to help our agencies and their clients meet increasingly complex communications challenges. In just over 30 years, the Interpublic Group has watched its gross income and profits rise over 1,100%.
Section 36. 非常高兴能和大家在一起交流。首先向大家介绍我们云南省的概况，然后谈谈云南今后发展的主要内容。 云南省位于中国的西南部，是中国西部大开发的省份之一，全省面积39.4万平方公里，北依亚欧大陆，南连越南、老挝、缅甸。 云南国境线长达4061公里，拥有口岸20个，对外通道90多条，已日渐成为中国陆路联系南亚、东南亚的重要通道。云南省是中国多民族的省份，全省人口4280万，有26个民族。云南是远古文明的发源地之一，具有多姿多彩的人文资源。云南省是中国资源最富集的省份之一，有植物10000多种，昆虫10000多种，脊椎动物1700多种，矿产储量大，矿种全，水源总量2222亿立方米，水能发电量9000多万千瓦，素有植物王国、动物王国、生物基因库的美称。中国实行改革开放23年来，云南省国内生产总值年均增长率超过9%，磷肥、磷矿产量居全国第一位，蔗糖和橡胶居第二位，茶叶居第三位，有色金属总量居第二位。丰富的自然资源和独具特色的人文资源，云南旅游业方兴未艾，并步入云南支柱产业的行列。2001年，全省接待海外游客110多万人次，国内游客4570万人次，旅游收入达210多亿元人民币。云南省已同世界上110多个国家和地区建立了贸易关系和友好往来，拥有进出口经营权的公司和科研单位660多家，15种商品的出口额均在1000万美元以上。出口商品主要有锡、铝、铅、锌、钢材、茶叶等，进出口额达19.9亿美元。1959年，云南省既与贵国建立了友好往来与经贸合作关系，仅1996年至2001年，贸易额达2.33亿美元。贵国在云南投资项目19个，投资总额9590万美元。贵国女王伊丽莎白2世陛下于1986年访华期间成功访问了云南省。贵国贸工部国务部长史蒂芬·巴尔斯阁下和驻华大使高德年爵士于1999年亲率代表团参加了99昆明世博会。在中国与东盟构建自由贸易区的过程中，云南省将成为中国与东盟推进投资贸易自由化的先行地区之一。加入中国西部大开发战略正全面实施，云南省相继启动了许多重大建设项目，投资需求增长很快，这将在若干领域为国外朋友提供新的商机。